A woman gasped. "Why do you gasp?" I asked. "Has something dramatic happened? Has the world stopped spinning? Did so-and-so do such-and-such? Did the price of ice cream go up?" "No," she replied. "It just seemed the thing to do." "To do what?" I asked. "Why, to do. One must have something to do, or one does nothing, and has nothing, and is nothing." I could not argue with this. I once had nothing. Then I had something. It was sad to lose the nothing, and I still wonder where it went. Is it happy now? The other day I met a man with no name, but did not know how to greet him. How does one greet a man with no name? If I said something, others would think I was speaking to them, or myself, or somebody far, far away, unseen but with a name. Perhaps they would strike me, or shun me, or try to sell me full-term life insurance. That would be unfortunate. I did not wish to be struck, or shunned, or sold full-term life insurance. I just wanted to speak to the man with no name. There are many people whose names I do not know. I pass such people all day long, call out to them, and am struck, or shunned, or sold insurance. People call me Bus or Bob. That's very convenient. It's good to have a pithy name, a cute, pithy name. Otherwise people would call me Bob, or Robert, or that murderous psychopathic bastard. That doesn't sound as cute. It's not alliterative. If you're tied up in my van, waiting patiently as we drive into the woods, you may be tempted to beg, panic, scream hysterically. It's best not to. Those are things to do when abducted by someone tediously conventional, a Freddy or a Hannibal or a Robert. When dealing with the troubles of modern life, it is best to remember the ancient saying, "If you see the bureaucrat, kill the bureaucrat. If one stands in your way, move through it." Feel no qualms about doing such a thing, for the bureaucrat is not a person, nor is it alive in any meaningful sense of the word. Such a thing is entirely without substance, intangible. It is of great apparent heft, and no real one. Sir Winsalot was one of the lesser-known knights of the Round Table. There were many such, because the radius of the Round Table could be arbitrarily large. At one time it encompassed the whole universe, at another just the king himself. Sir Winsalot didn't actually fight in any battles. He simply observed the follies of others, often with marked distaste. His most famous expression is, "There but for the grace of me go I." As a result, he lasted longer than everyone else. It is said by some that he still lives, carrying the Round Table as a point in his pocket. If you feel a strong desire to possess something, you have been manipulated. If you prefer something to something else for any reason other than direct benefit, you have been manipulated. If you believe in something, you have been manipulated. If you feel strongly about something with which you have no direct experience, you have been manipulated. If you think you know the facts of an event outside your direct experience, you have been manipulated. If you are moved to tears or any strong feeling in the presence of art or book or film or music, you have been manipulated. If you hold to be good or bad any institution or person you do not personally know, you have been manipulated. If you vote or believe in voting, or do not vote or do not believe in voting, you have been manipulated. If you believe your nation or town or group to be in any way special, you have been manipulated. If you really, really want something or someone, you have been manipulated. If you feel anything, you have been manipulated. If you imagine you exist, you have been manipulated. The world is yours as long as you are not manipulated into giving it away. Manipulated by someone, somewhere, somehow. There, you have been manipulated.